Yeah, they are big time today. Yeah. Okay. Let's pick up where we left off yesterday. With the difficult Rambam. But the Rambam says that although every other Rishon seems to say that if the Hutzim come in to a Sukkah of 10, even if it's Chamsa Meruah Ritzil, so we pass like Rav against Abaye's original Svara, that it's Pasul. So the Rach says Pasul. Rav just says the Zohar, and the question is why. As I mentioned yesterday, we're going to start today's Shia with the Brisker Rav. And I told you this is the original Kunch which came out for the first Yorta of the Brisker Rav. Let's see what it says over here. The Yom Kippur, Tav Shin Chof Aleph. Compared to a Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, Tav Shin Chof. Okay, so the first Yortzeit they put out, his children put out Kuntres on what they called Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yuma, and Sukkah. That was the topic of these, of the original thing. In Yom Kippur, Chodesh, Yuma, and Sukkah. That's how it's entitled. So in Sukkah, there are a number of pieces, and they were this particular piece was reprinted in Chidushim Moron Riz Halevi and the Rambam, which the sons put out subsequently. Okay, so he quotes the Rambam, who seems to say it's only a Zahirus, it's not B'di'evit, against everybody else. What are they fighting about? Okay, so he quotes the Gemara. I asked you to see in the Maram Akomas. Hope you're current with that at least. Anav Chaf Aleph. I hope so. Chaf Aleph is the second peg. We're learning the first peg right now, but Chaf Aleph is still in our ambit. The game plan is to get the Chaf Hey. That's where we start. I can't. With skipping, but we have to get that. That's why we have to get. That's the goal. That's the goal line. Okay. So the Chaf Aleph and Amid Beis. Hasamech Sukkosa Bekari Amita Ksheira. If you don't marry him, any Chol Lamed Befeyatzma Pisula. Okay. What's the reason according to Rabbi Yehuda? Ain Lo Keva. That's what we're talking about. Ain Lo Keva. All right. Ain Lo Keva. Good. And again, the whole Sukkos HaGemara, Ain Lo Keva. So I would like to read you the words of the Brisker Rav and commenting on this comment, on this Gemara. He quotes what Rashi says. She'ain Lo Keva, the first Rashi in the Gemara. V'tim Metal Telas Ayadei Mita. V'Rabbi Yehuda L'Tamei D'Yama Sukkah Diras Keva Bina. We saw that base, right? That whole Sukkos HaGemara. He also need Diras Keva. We pass in Diras Aroi. And the Pirush Mishnayos is exactly the same thing. Tosas quotes the Yerushalmi, and you can see it in Tosas. I guess I see it in the Rush, but since we have the Gemara open, we'll see it from the Yerushalmi. It'll be Shalmi Mashman. It's bolded in my Gemara. It's a little bit. It's halfway down the narrow lines of the Tosas, a little bit more than halfway. The Tama Lefi She'ain Lo Keva She'ain Lo Yud Tfachim Min Amita Ad Legak. Now you see where this is coming to connect to our sugya. Our sugya is where the Hutzim come down. There's a lack of 10 tfachim. Here too, seems to be a lack of 10 tfachim. Okay, but if it had 10 tfachim, it would be good. So the question, what does 10 tfachim do with Diras Keva? What's going on over here? What is it doing? 10 tfachim is 10 tfachim. We know 10 tfachim. It's a Mishnah base. No one disagrees with 10 tfachim. Says the Brisker Rav, you got to love the Briskers. Always have tzvei dinim, right? Two halachas. B'sukkah she'en le'asara ika trei tamei lifso. They're fairish. They don't mince words. Two reasons. Two halachas. Two reasons. What are the two reasons? One, hilchos mechitzis. One daf dalid, right? Aron tisha v'kaporas tepach. It's exeris akosif, right? Fine. Hilchos gemila halach l'mosh misina. And mechitzis pachos me'asar. That's number one. Number two, lav dirai, right? It's diras rucha. Diras not. It's not considered a dira. Fine. So Tosis asks on the Yerushalmi. Let's take a look. This is the last five narrow lines in this Tosis Chaf Aleph and Beis. Again, you saw it in the Rush, but it's the same text. Vodikotani Masnisin Rabbi Yudo Imena Yichol Lamed Meatzma Asura the Mashma Yichol Lamed Kemoshu Samchal Yisayed Es Ksheira Afal Pish En Mikari Amita Leschach Asura. Lo choshiv aroi, right? That's a good kasha. Why isn't it aroi in this particular case? It's a good kasha. A good kasha. Kevan di shakal alamita ika avrasara vasuka miskayemes. That's what he says. Next line, the mita lechuda kaima. Fenesuka nefsalas b'shvil sheichnis b'mita u'mir avira. Like kara muksasis. It's not considered a miyut. Not for asar, not for esrin. That's what he says. Comes out like this. If she can't stand by itself, so midan hilchos mechitzis, as the brisker of, en kamiyut klal. Kevin lo batal amita. It's considered a sukkah sheish b'asara. There's no chisaron be'ika shiyura de asara klal. The question of dira, that's the issue. So what do you see? There's no dira. Right? No dira, fine. Two didn't. That's what Briskov proves from this sugya. Fine. That's what the Gemara says. Psula visha ein lo keva. What do you mean ein lo keva? What does it mean? So what's it do with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? Everyone agrees less than 10 is no good. So why does the Rambam and Rashi and the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos make it dependent upon the Yehuda and Rabbanan? What's it to do? Oh, so take a look on the Rush. That's what I asked you to see the Rush for a good reason. Turn to the Rush, please, if you don't mind. Here in the second parak. Okay. Simon Aleph quotes the Yerushalmi, and he goes weiter. He says like this. Let's read the end of the rush just to save time. Says as follows. With the behavior of Alfasi Divra Abaye, Nirish opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. Woo! What? We don't have to do this, Keva. Vitame came with the shuckle of a Tarma Royal, the first time Divorov. And Abaye said, Divorov, leave Rabbi Yehuda. Amasu the Keva say. Vigamani Omer, with a little doll, this last three lines. The time Keva Iker, Kedisa Birushalmi. Against Rashi, against the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos. That's what the Rosh says. There is no machlokes. No machlokes. Oh, that's what the Rosh says. Okay. According to the Rambam, nu. What's pshat? Okay. Yeah.
When we say that, then Gemara's question is fair, because what's the reason according to Rabbi Yehuda? What do you mean Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining the Rambam.
That's what the Rush says.
Right, I'm saying according to the Rush.
Maybe the Rush, the Gemara is not so simple. Okay, but the Rush says it's in order to solve the problems that he has. Oh. So once he pshat the Rambam like this, I quote you the words. The Rabbanon, listen carefully to the words. The Rabbanon, the East, lo sukkah dira saroi be'inon, be'emes lo nema klal t'no the dira be'etzem ha'sukkah. You know, Rabbanon says, what's the most famous brisker distinction? Most famous of all. You got it. There's no chesaron in the cheftza be'etzem ha'sukkah. She'ez adin be'cheftza, oh, here it is, be'cheftza, she'ei bo shem dira v'lo achim b'fsla. No. The Rabbanon, the sukkah dira saroi he. Can call din dira harma besukkah raklin in kiyam mitzvah. What word can we put over here? Gavra, right? The gavra should fulfill the mitzvah. It's not a chasana de chepsa. To kiyam mitzvah su aidei shizesh adorba. Kiddashin and teshu get to do. Ain za din tonight be'etzem asukkah klal. For gamba lo chaza klal adira. Ain was a greyusa be'etzem ha chepsa klal. Umikra sukkah ksheira. Rak di evshalo the kayim ba mitzvah sukkah. Babi yorduk shalom. The rain, it rains. It's a good sukkah. You can't sit there now because it's raining. Now came to Duru. Here too is Narola Diru. Oh, that's Kwanta Rabban. Ulam the Rabbi Yehuda. This sova sukkah diras keva minon. Lidi day. Vale de hudin bi etzema chefta shal sukkah. The dindiras keva vade al etzema sukkah nema. Vlo kima mitzvah. That's what the Gemara means. This sukkah has doesn't have a chesaron of shiur the asar abikir didn't have mechitzes. Rak she ain't ba asar and he didn't dira. So the Rambam passes that way. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda is it possible. We pass like the Rabbanon against Rabbi Yehuda. They don't need their Eskeva. Lo ich poslan gamim ein bashir the asara shel dira. Chopsula the sukkah shein ba asara hu rak mishim hilchas bechitzis. Kim vua besuga dav dalet. Shadavka bebitulo, bebitlo, and not in the case of the chutzin, not in the case of the mita here. This is the brilliant word of the brisker rov. So he says in the gamad av dalet, back to the Avdalot. What's the Gemara mean? What did Abaye say? Abaye is talking about the din of 10. 10? So Chamsu Mitzilsa? No, it's nothing. Nothing. It's still 10. No problem. Still 10. What did Rava say? Nay, they ain't going to surround that star home and be din mechitis. You're right, Abaye. Aval al kopone mahutzin mematan the shiu and that star shall dira. Then you say enough kusim tzilsa mu mechams mechams mu mitzilsa. Oh, well, if he's there, you're going to see the punchline that's coming up. Koze urak Rabbi Yehuda, the sukkah diras kevabina, the day hadin dirahud tonight betzem achevsa shul sukkah. Avol didan the kaimlan sukkah diras aroy bina. Then his bar the shidus a Rambam lo nema klal tno the dir betzem achevsa. Right, bina dir the meisa kima mitzvah for the gavra. Al kein zesh kotz the Rambam loshen v'tzorach li zoyer. She Yehutzim ve'olin shel sach yodim mitoch asara v'shel yetzel le'bishivaso dikar din linen kima mitzuhu she yuchal l'kayim ba'mitzuh yishiva sheyesh madira v'olah v'psul be'etzem asukah. That's the pshat meridik. This is the Rambam sheet. The Rambam learns ein lo keva only kondra b'yuda. That's the Rambam over here and avcha falaf from the base. The Shulchan Aruch and the Torah in Tzimitav Reish Lamed Paskin by some across the Bakari Amita, and Amy Amita Asara is possible to Chuli Alma. They're like, not surprising. Who wrote the Torah?
The Rosh's son.
So, you know, it's a family business, you know. So he passed away in the Mechaba, although usually all follows the Rambam here, he followed the Torah. Okay? Fine. That's their sheet here too, by Hutzim the Yod and Tokh Asara, is Psula Mamash, Psula Chefza. Meridik. Meridik. The last paragraph is something which we're going to talk about later on. I don't want to get into it too much now, but it's also very much more important. Halacha lemaisa, you never sat in a sukkah with hutzim, ten tefachim. You never sat with a bed with a tent. You never sat in that. But watch this. We'll get to it later. Sukkah Rav Chav Gimel. Let's take a look. Chav Gimel. Yeah.
So that
point
of itself.
Correct.
So
it's a chesaron in the yeshiva. It's like, that's according to sheet. It's a Rambam. He's playing the Rambam sheet. The Rosh says no. Right. And Chav Gimel, here's where you may have dealt with. Everyone deals with this almost all the time. The Gemara discusses on Chav Gimel and Aleph as follows. The Gemara says Amar Abaye. Watch this. You see it by the eighth line. The Kuli Alma Hecha Dein Yechol Alam Beruach Mitzuya the Abasha. Lo klumu. Yechol olama ena matzuya yabasha kulama lo pligi dekshera. Ki pligi, but yechol olama beruch matzuya yabasha and yechol olama beruch matzuya debayam. Rabban Gamliel omer sukh sova sukha diras kevabina. Became in the end of yechol olama beruch matzuya yam lo klumu. Rabbi Kiva sovar sukha diras aroy bina. Came in the Yechol Olam Baruch Matsuya, the Abasha Ksheira. You ever been to Windy Sukkahs where they have with the canvas where they try to put loved strings? I mean, yeah, we'll discuss this much. This is a very important topic, but that's not. It's a lumdus shavard in Briskerov. We're not discussing the Halacha Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa is very, very important. What does Rashi say? First Rashi, Lo Klumu, Da Filu Diris Aroi, Lo Havya. Rabbi Diris Aroi. What's he talking about? There's talking about mechilas mechitzes over here. There's a roi zilchad in nichol sukkah. There's a lot of we'll see applies in nichol erevin too. Don't do it. There's a roi. That's what Briskerov points out. He says lechor mavur with the hepech devarenu. There's a paslina nas sukkah mishum teena nichsheves after there's a roi. Against it we said Briskerov said no. Only psul nichol mechitza. Not the Yisrael says the Chsar and the Gavna and the Chepsa. So Rashi is a beferish against him. He's saying what he says. You're right. We told Moshe Pshat and the Rambam. Ha ha. We're Shlomo. The Rambam beferish the whole the Eni Chol Lam Ruch Metzuyah Sheyabash Shlo Klumu. Who Mishum Hilchos Mechitzes. The Chol Mechitzes Sheni Chol Lam Ruch Eni Mechitzes. Rashi and the Rambam. Dalad Halacha. Hey. Not because of Din Dira. What's the Gemara talking about over here? The Gemara does. What do you want from Rashi? Rashi's a Pashtun. The Gemara says, Diras Haroi, Diras Keva. So what do you want from poor Rashi? A brisk of Pshat says the brisk of Rav. Watch this. The Shi'uru b'mechitzas. The beinan shet hayichol am ruach metzuya, then the ruach metzuya the abosh. That's how local Moshe we see in Yaakov. So din, no matter what, we see later on. Doesn't matter if you happen to have taken the sukkah and put it into a courtyard with four concrete walls and no wind is blowing. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Gzeres hakos. And if it's on the sea and the wind is blowing and it's omen be abosh, it doesn't matter. Okay. So din halacha. Hakol shavim mechil medes o be yasham o be abosh. Ain't makom mechitzah malamar klal. Doesn't matter. Gzeres hakosef. Fine. But inyan din diras keva. A second din. Bezeh mishtana hashir lefiyah makom shir medes bo. A medes beyam. A star shtey yichol amir umutsu beyam. Ublav ochi lav keva hu. Kevin de makom shir medes shom. Ain't yichol amir ruch mutsu di day. Bezeh adotoli denosa sukosef rosh of svina. Pluk the diras keva diras haroi. Dem suka diras haroi. Dainin beirak hilchus mechitzis. Mechitzis depends upon the abasha. Doesn't know where it happens to be standing. Says kosher. Suka diras keva binam. Ubanu lo donacha midin dira. Bezeh hakol nidin lefiyah mokam shiyom at his bow. Me'akash to bezeh mokam eni cholam at b'sruch mitsuya. Hasuka psula. You see, once again, the brisker rav took his tray dinim. And say Pshat and Gemara Daf Chav Gimel. We'll discuss this later. It's very, very important. This part is very. The last paragraph is the most halacha of the whole Shtikl Torah. We'll discuss it at length. Okay, but there's a next sheet of Rama Kavos. We'll get to, hopefully this Gemara will be on that one too. Right now, it's still on Daf Dalet. Okay, Rabbi Osei, got it. This is the beautiful Shtikl Torah of the Brisker Rav. Here it is for those who want to look at it. This is in the short, the small safe. I have the big safe on my Leah too. You'll see it's word for word exactly the same thing. Fine. Fine. Good. Now we start the main sugar for today, which is Dofan Akum. This is going to be today, tomorrow, Sunday. Sunday, Rabbo says she is about 10. I'm speaking, there's a big, so a conference, I don't know if you saw any signs up, there's a conference across the street, I have to speak there, so just make send out an email. So. Okay, she is at 10 on Sunday. I may start a few minutes after, which. Okay, fine. Rabosai, let's go. This is the world famous sugya bit of Dofan Akum. I haven't heard of this sugya, but most people haven't really learned it be'il. So we're going to do that right now. Says the Heliga Gemara, Sukkot Avdal and Amen Aleph. Nice pictures here, right? Hoysa Gavoa Me Esra Mama, Ubona Ba Itztaba, Kinega Dofan Amtsoi, Aple Kula. It's a platform. V'yesh Be'echsha Sukkot, Ksheira. Okay, it's picture number one. Everyone see it? So, thanks to the Itzdaba, the area which is has those little lines is less than 20 amas from the roof. So it's kosher. Three walls, right? All three walls are connected to that area. Fine, that's case number one. Fine. Umin atzad, case number two. You see the obvious problem over here. Why? Because the part of the left, which is white, the schach is more than 20 amos. And therefore the part of the right, which has lines, very nice, it's not 20 amos, but only two walls. The wall on the right and the wall on top. Because the wall on the left is separated. So obviously a major problem over here. Says the Heliga Gemara, Im yesh misfas itztaba lakosa. The one on the left. Dalet amos, psula. Pachas b'dalet amos, ksheira. Ksheira. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Dolphin, I'm sorry, the end of the narrow lines. The Stam Sukkah Bas Shlosha Defanas Kimas Nisim. For Revius, Hikula Pesach. That's going to be a very, very important Rashi. That's a throwaway line over here. We're going to come back to it, not today, not tomorrow, not that. Whenever we get to it, keep this in mind. It's going to be a very important Rashi. Rashi defines the fourth wall as a doorway. Pesach, an opening. Keep that in mind. Alpnei Kula, Vashemagi, and Bez Rashi, the Bez Fanas had started. Vietzva who opinion Avon of itit. In Yeshva Vietzva Shir Shechshe Sukkah Ketana Shiva Tvachim Umashu. Now the word Mashu is also important. Where's the Mashu come? Well, why Mashu? What are you Mashu for? What's the Shir Sukkah? Is the Shir Sukkah 7 Tvachim? Or is it 7 Tvachim Umashu? Anybody know? No? Wait. Okay. We'll get to that later on. This Mashu also requires explanation. Where's the Mashu come from? Okay. We'll see. The Hainu Rosh Rubu Shulchano. Yeah. Rosh Rubu Shulchano is 7 Tvachim. That's a Gemara which we spoke about, if you recall, way back at the beginning, before Yantar, we spoke about that Gemara in a different context. Sukkah Memches, right, which discusses a Sukkah Gedol and a Sukkah Katana. And then we spoke about the idea of having Rosh of Ruba and Shulchano by Shammai by Hillel. We'll get to that a little bit later. Everyone remember that Gemara? Not since you forgot, turn back to Dav Gimel for a minute. Okay. 10th line. Halacha tzricha she'machzekas Rosh of Ruba Shulchano. Okay. Rosh of Ruba and Shulchano. What if the Shulchan's in the house? It's a machlokas by Shammai by Hillel. And they quote Rabbi Osai, Misha, halfway down, Rosh Ruba Basukha Shulchan Basoch Abayas, Besham and Posen Basil Machshirin. The question they argue by a small Sukkah, they argue by a big Sukkah. Okay? So this is where the Shir that we have of 7x7 comes up, based on this Gemara, of Rosh over Rubo Vishulchano. And Rashi explains over here in Avdal and Aleph. Where did Rashi get it from? Look at this, there's a little Vav. You see a little Vav? The Kamon Tezayin Amud Beis. Let's take a look. Keep one hand here in Avdal and Aleph. One hand Tezayin Amud Beis. Rashi quotes it, it's worth looking for a moment. Okay. What is Rashi referring to? Rashi is quoting to a Gemara. It doesn't really say it explicitly towards the end of the daf. Well, it says, "Pas arbo mashu matir besukkah." Okay. Rashi explains the next. That's Rashi. Gavoa yud uruchava dalad umashu. Here I understand the mashu that there should be what we call lovud. So if you have four and a mashu, and you put it near the wall, the last Rashi in the page, chamin dova the ikka dolphin shiva. V'zeh meshech sukkah k'tana. They rosh over ruba. What's the base say? V'shulchano. You have to hear that v'shulchano. Okay, so you see from this Gemara, that's the shir is 7x7. Again, the mashu, we're not exactly sure right now where it came from. We'll come back to it one day. Right, back to the Rashi and Avdal and Menalf. Good. Shira. Kol ha-sukkah. Whoa. That's a chiddush in Rashi, no? I could have said share where? Which part knew? On the Itzaba. Well, you know, the whole Sukkah's kosher. Demar never said that. Shesha Gimbut Fanas. Fahai Heksher Sukkah. Different Kisvayat. Afilim an Itzaba Lahola. Demeninen Chalola May Rosh Itzaba. Umalav and Imtsadof and Amtsoi Kulo kosher. Utfanas had studim Brachava Itzaba Huchshuba. Reikan Sukkah Ketana Ksheira in the command of your test Psaliotim and a Sukkah Nidonke Sukkah Umefarshinale Im Yesh Heksher Sukkah Biyeser Biyeser is in the sign Biyeser Biyachad Biyod Yesh Sukkah Misham Vahola Psal Hainu Schach Osim Psolas Dogan Vyogorni. That's where did Psal come from? Chagas tuchus tasalcha ba'osbara migarnecha miyikvecha. Chazal darshan means psolis going viyek. We'll see soon. Shezel dark on the osos v'yotze mehech shesukah she'en lo hech shetfanis. Why? Because the walls in this case are 20 amas high. You look at sukah, hilcha kol ha'sukah k'mol shehi g'dola she'ra meridik. Rashi is the best Rebbe. Okay? Min atzad. Gonim bana itzvah al pnei echad midofni atzad. Im yesh vizas itzvah l'kos l'kashen ish yirchikum imen dalaz psula. L'huch shu b'hutzvah lo elad shtey tfanas. Oso she samach l'men atzad v'an soy. Shiro she itzvah magilo. Pochad alam l'ksheiro she afu huch shu. Ayde yod the kaimelon avov. Halacha l'mol shem yisinai. Wow. The machshirin and sukkah ayde akimas dofen. Ad arba amas chosem mashu. Rowan Schacha Elyon, watch the Pshat and Dofan Akuma. Look at every word. Rowan Schacha Elyon, Hamachuber le Dofan, Harachok, Kiilu, Humin Hadofan Atzmo, Vaokum, Ad Keneget Sva Soitzdeba. Can I show you with my hands? This is a Dofan Akuma. This is not wall, right? It's horizontal. What kind of wall is this? It's 3.5 amas of no good. Doesn't matter. It's considered if it's a wall curved. Allah will watch me see that. Curved till 4 amas, not more. This is the famous, this is it. This is Shas. This is where Dofan Akuma comes from. Dav Dal, it's called. Navav also. Here's the first place we encounter the famous Dofan Akuma. It's right over here. It says Rashi further. V'okam ha-kenegat tzvas ha-tzvah v'kan Modedin is govehen a govon misvas ha itzdeba ulamala. V'yav ha'pisha mitachtav nimsha klap echutz ho of a rosho eino kola. Say hey. Al korchach maybe. Zel gova chalala v'nismate mismat chalala mitachtav adkan. Okay. So when you go like this, Rabbi Osai, when you go this way, what do you bump into? The Yitzhaba. To a straight line from the top of the Yitzhaba to here, it's less than 20 amas. I had a walls here. No, the wall moved. The wall curved. The wall curved like this, 90 degrees. Made a turn. With me? This is the famous, this is how Rashi understands the Dofan Akuma. Not everyone understands this way. Fine. Back to the Gemara. Frek the Helig Gemara. My Kamashmalan. What are you talking about? Remember, this is either a Brisa going to. We suggested the Pnei Yeshua. Or it's Piske Shmuas of Amaroyim, as Rashi said. The Pnei Yeshua doesn't tell us disagrees. Whatever it is, who's telling us this? Amaroyim, Tanoim. We know this. Tanina. It's a Mishnah of Fereshes. Where's the Mishnah? Magash Mishnah of Dovan Akuba Tanina. Bayesh and Nifchas Vesichach Al Gabov. A house collapsed in the middle. Put Tzchak on the part that collapsed. And Yesh Minat Kosel, the Sichach Dal Amas Psula. Haporos mikan sheir, no, beforeish. We know it, everybody. Rashi, by shenifchas gago v'gagan shalehem chalok and hain v'shoven. They had flat roofs. V'lo mishu poim. Not we have now today tilted roofs. V'nifchas hagag ben so the middle collapsed. V'sichach b'schach kosher al pi apchas. This is schach hakosher muflug menat fanz lechol tzad. Poros mi'abam ksheiro. Shedof ne'abayis nasim lo d'fanos. Vatikra psula hamafsekas bentayim rowan also kilu himin adofen v'nekam adofen adkan v'yen kan tzchak posel el adofen v'chubo l'schak kosher. Yeah, so we know it already. Wants to know ma'u detema hosem hu dechazio l'adofen. What does that mean? Rashi third from last line. What's Rashi say? Hosem hu diarmina adofen akuma mishum. The dolphin, the dog, chazi the dolphin. Why? The eno gavoa mikashir, v'ein tzorach la'akmo elikadei lekarvo laschach. It's not more than 20 amas in the case of the house. So that's when you say the principle of dolphin akuma. Yeah, right. Abel hocha blo chazi the dolphin. Rashi v'akimuso mishum de les chazi lemevi dolphin. We say in this case as well, Rabbosai. That's what it says. We must know one more piece of the Gemara. Hoyes the Gavoa mechavama ubona itzva beamtsa isa, the top picture. Im yesh misfas itzva ul dolphin, arabamas lechol ruach, ruach psula. Poros mi arabamas, shera. Oh, it's a different picture. It's in the middle. The plough is in the middle, and it's less than the farmers on all four sides. Right? All four sides. Oh. So what's Gemara say? Share. Maka mashmalan. We use Darin Dovan Akuma. Hai noach. No. Mao de tema Dovan Akuma me ruach echa achas armina. Ava ko ruach veruach lo. Ko mashmalan. He said Dovan Akuma no four sides. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture? You didn't see the Mabakos. But this we also know already. The Bayesh and Ifchas is the Mishnah of Yizayin is also on all four sides. Maram has to do it for us. We'll get to it as we go. Above that, we just had an introduction. We went through the Gemaras, but don't find a clue. Done. Yes.
Same question. So according to Rashi, the first case of the Itzvah, like the top picture,
right,
even the part that's not under the Itzvah, it's not the Itzvah, it's also Kushin.
Why? Daf Yutes. Psal Yotzim and Asukah. That's what Rashi
says. Even though it's actually more between all the
Correct. Stuff. Correct.
Okay.
That's what Rashi says.
The
Does everyone agree? No. We'll see soon.
When he says Chazik Dofen,
right,
is he saying about the fact that the nature of the material, or the fact that it's not 20 out, like one's 20?
Both. The nature of the material presumably is okay, and it's less than 20 amas off the ground. The problem is it's horizontal. That's not a dofen. That's going this way. The dofen's go this way. Can you imagine had walls which went flat? That's a little shifuah. That's a sugar later on. Way. Not this week, not next week, not the week after. We'll believe that we'll get to that sometime before the Zman is up. People are like that, right? Tent, right? Teepee. Not today, okay? Good. Let's turn to the Rosh. We'll go through the Ma'am Makamas. Slowly but surely. Hope that people are current with the Ma'am Makamas. And we'll go slow. Simon Gimel. Quotes Rashi, fine. Hiksha Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Oh, I told you someone's going to disagree with Rashi. Right? Told you. Tarmina Nakaman, Psal Yotzim and Asuka, Nina Kasuka. When is that? Hainu, Hecha de Isle Heksha de Fanos. Ella, Lomukha Milsa Kule Hai. What in the world does that mean? It means there are really three walls. There are three walls. But not so clear there are three walls. Mishum Hachi Nino Kasuka. I'll say in a minute. Abul Hocha. The Menitzba Vahola Gvo Yosa Michafama Vahechi Tesi Lo Hechsher. It's ridiculous. Il Suka Mesuchechas Chetzi Mischach Kosher Vichetzi Mischach Posel. Aho Pish Yesha Shio Hechsher Mischach Hakosher. Hayoshev Tachas Schach Posel. Miyatzi Deicha Vosa. Are you kidding? Hachi Nami. Kamen the call mal michov schach puzzle, ukishpurish about the dummy. It doesn't work. Upirishu. And Ksheva El Al Istaba. As you said. Who said? It's not kosher. Only on the platform is kosher. Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Viod. Lo dummy the psal, the hosam adolphin, ha kotzer, nimshach, keneged ha orach, kedam meshtaim kilchos, nashishaf il tefach. So there are two walls. Rabbi also just says, look at me. So my body is the back wall, and the two walls. One is the length of my whole arm. One's on the length of my hand. Right, that's the case of psal. So you can sit in the whole thing, right? Says the Rabbeinu Yeshaya. There, what do we say? This short wall, my left hand over here, is nimshach keneged ha'oruch shtaim kachasan. Should I feel a tefach? It's much more than a tefach. Abul hacha. Hecha ashkan shihe nimshach v'neimach chafira command the maliyadami, the chafira, which is the part under the etz, which is the low part, which is no itzibah, as if it's filled up. So he doesn't understand Rashi. This is the kasha Rabbeinu Yeshaya against Rashi. Says the Rosh, don't count Rashi out so fast. When you read the last nine on column one, the page base, the kayim pirush Rashi wins. It's very, very important. Yeah. There are four different cases. You saw it after your test? Four different examples of psal. This is the case which is relevant to us. This picture, watch this, see the picture? This is it. Okay. Listen carefully. But the korale psayot ben asuka al kochin sh'ar shtei defanas lo shaychi lahai yotze di shaychi le hariyesh beiz mechitzen shlemus v'yachas k'tzara kidin hechshir suka uvichlal asuka. Why you call the psayot ben asuka? It's part of the suka. Rabbi Yishai is right that the three walls relate to it. Why is it called psayot? It's part of the suka. Up to the kuf. Ela kide parashina le kamon. I'll explain later on. The acha she osa mechitza shlishis aruka baruch zukasa. Afa pishahel lo dai b'zayin tefachim. Right? Could have made like this. See, on this side it's zayin tefachim. Here it's ten amos. Right? Go as far as you want to go. Says the Hele Garosh. Watch this. Goli b'dayte masha eno ben beza mechitzas. Eina bechlal sukasa. Wow. Look at this. See my picture? So, my left hand, the right hand ends here. I'm demonstrating the whole sukkah is still here. And it's kosher anyway. Kosher anyway. He's defending Rashi. Here too. The itzavah goes still here. It's kosher anyway. Here also should have been possible. There's only one wall. Look how the Rashi expresses it. How many walls are there past here? Watch, says the Rosh, with a little rashes. It's only one wall. Why only one wall? This wall only went till here. This wall, right? This wall is in effect cut out because by making this here, he made a little box over here. The only wall that the Pesal has is this, from here on to here. It's only one wall on both sides. Look, ma, one wall, no two other walls because we cut them off by doing this imaginary rectangle. And it's kosher anyway, so too. If it's more than 20 amos, which is normally possible, it's kosher anyway. That's the Russian defense of Rashi against Rabbi Yishai. Yeah.
Isn't that an obvious fact that we say you only need two walls and a tefach? So, of course,
you don't even have two walls. You only have one wall, the Russian saying. Because since you made this like this, you in effect have drawn a line to here, and beyond this, only have one wall.
How is it different than when we talk about having one wall? Like
we'll discuss tefach. We'll get to it.
It's the same exact case.
We'll get to it. No question. We'll get to it. Patience. This is the Rosh is saying. Watch. V'yod, harmin lechamon lechad perusha, and after your test, imruba tzilsa imruba mechamsa, umyuta chamsa imruba mechamsa, mut alechal ba, afyo samirt. Period. You see, it's good. It's a perfect precedent for the heter of Rashi here. Even though it's more than 20 amos. Oyo mashi yiksha mi suka shechetz yischach poslu. Lo dami. Tischach lemala michof. Lo mikri yischach poslu. Kedepira shabena tam. Yes, maybe yesterday Shimon came up again with the whole story with the hutzin. The Torah says after testing the days, which took a quick glimpse at. Right, keva the min kosheru, v'yeronifsa lemachmas gova hilchach, keva the mitzvah k'sheril idach nidach k'psal hiotz min sukkah. As long as the sukkah itself, the schach is kosher, it's good enough. Ad kan, what the Rosh says, it's all kosher. Interestingly. When the Ran says the same thing, please turn to the Ran, also the Maamar comes. It's either page Beis of an Aleph or page Dalet, depends on which version of you have of the Rif. So mostly of the new Gemaras, either page Dalet. Okay. Take a look in the Ran. Because of Rashi, if you have my pages, it's on top of page down, on the top right. The whole sukkah is kosher. Venerally, After the bold is Rashi, so we they did us another favor. We can don't read it again. Whatever's bold, that's in the Rashi we have. For nearly, it's the last five narrow lines in our print, the right side. Huskak loma came. What Rashi forced Rashi into is shem the ila hashi agabe itzba bilvad pshita. Pshita, it is obvious. Says the Ran, vein dvarav nochin etzli. Four cases. Maybe it's no good. That's how the Ran understood Rashi's proof. No, lesser. The Mao, the Tema Ligzo Dilma Osir Lemechal Beidach Gisa. You should ask it sitting under that platform. May you go down to the other part. There's no platform. Where do you find this? In Erev and Daf Yudalid. You might make a gzera. Kamash Malam. So the Ran also holds like Rabbeinu Yeshaya against Rashi. Against Rashi. I would have thought. Remember the Miri from yesterday? He said, "Meitz Tassalom and Osir." Yesterday's Miri, Kamash Von, it's not Tassel and Osir. That's a. That would answer another reason why you can say it's not Pshita. That's what I was thinking. Okay. The truth is that the Gemara's Lashon, what does it say? The Yesh Bahechshir Sukkah. Right? That's what the Gemara is. If it's only Kosher on the platform, pshita to the extra sukkah. How can it be kosher without an extra sukkah? What's it saying for? It's obvious in the Pnei Yeshua. Must be that the whole thing is kosher. As long as there's extra shir sukkah on the platform. Narabosai is a problem. And I want to read you again from we have Gedolei Olam who discuss these sugyas. I brought today the Kilas Yaakov. Stipula. Okay. One of the classic svarim. When I was learning sukkah, they had these teeny little thin svarim, which you can hardly read. But it is a madura, which is so much better than what I have in my house. Madura chadasha, tofshin mem zayin. Tofshin mem tes. When I bought all the stipulas, long before that, and you can hardly read them. I probably should buy the new ones. He originally put out Tavshin Chavav. Okay, that's probably when I got it. I told you I learned Sukkah 50 years ago at the Rav, Tavshin Chav Zayin, so I probably owned it from then. But now it's a much more beautiful, beautiful edition. You can actually read it easily. It's very nice. So he has here in Masechta Sukkah. It's not only sukkah, it's psachim also. Sukkah he has over here, Simon Gimel. You may recall we already quoted Simon Beis and Ashir Bat Chinuch, those who remember. Simon Gimel is Itzba and Psula Mala Michof Am. Okay, this is Simon Gimel. Now, I can't read the whole Simon Gimel to you now, it's a little bit long. But we're going to read some highlights. He quotes the Rosh. Fine. But Rashi is Shver. But we're trying to defend Rashi over here, right? And the key is the Rashi and the Afyut Tes. So I put the Afyut Tes on the Maram HaKomis. Because without the Afyut Tes, you can't see the Rashi. You wouldn't, unless, I don't know, maybe they have the Kute Rashi here. Let's look at the original. The Afyut Tes. Now, there are no pictures over here. I saw some people show me pictures. Hold the other pictures. We had your test?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right. There's a picture. I didn't notice. Yeah, that's a good. I like the picture. I like that picture. It's a correct picture. Look at that. They got it right. We'll see later. Some of the pictures are wrong. It's a very important sugya, not for now. But we'll get to it maybe one day. But they got to pick out the picture rule.
Rabbi didn't like the hold vada, or did like the
hold vada? Oh, it's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. But here, this is not hold vada, this is oz vada.
Yeah.
They have good pictures too. They have good artists. Let's take a look. Rabbi Osai. Take a look. Tana, halfway down. Yutasim and Aleph. Psali otim and asuka, dino kasuka. Yeah. What does that mean? What does it mean? We don't know what it means. My psalm is a sukkah. First case. Amma ula, kone mayotin lachore sukkah. Rashi. Lachore sukkah. First very wide line at the end. Chutz ledofen emsoi shu achoreho shel sukkah. Not this picture. Just imagine, in this picture, the schach goes on the top. It hangs over the back wall, the middle wall of the three. How can that be kosher? There are no three walls. It's only one wall. B'di'ika. Okay, there's walls there too. B'di'ika. 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 That's a regular sukkah on its own. Yochim al emera, ma'od the tema, hol the gavoy avidi lebrolo avidi emelo kamash malam. This wall was made for the, we'll call here in our picture here, the bottom part. So you might thought it doesn't not match the top part. Kamash malam. Wow, we'll see. It's a good habit when we get to the sukkah pitikra. It's a whole. In some cases, in fact, it has to be made for that purpose. The shmo. Correct. Not for a regular wall, but for pitikur. We'll get to it later. When I say later, I don't mean this week. Maybe next month. We'll get to it. Okay? Fine. So the Gemara says, okay, all this kasha the Gemara asks, you need seven tvachim. You have seven tvachim, right? Fine. Everything you need. Three walls, you have three walls. Still some ruba, you have three. You have still some ruba. So you have everything. So the obvious question becomes, so what do you need it for? What do you need psal for? You might have thought, Rabosai, that it's no good. Why is it no good? Because that middle wall was made for the, in our picture, for the bottom sukkah, and not for the top sukkah. Right? Kamash malon. Even though the sukkah was made for the bottom, it works for the top anyway. I'm going to use it with bottom and top based on the picture we have in our Gemara. Oh, that's a very nice shot. Shot number one. Who said this shot, Rabos? Whose shot is that? Ula. Fine. Shot number one. Good. So far, so good. La broil of Avidus says Rashi. Dolphin and soy is there. Lo lechach nasa. Gamish of it stolen. Tchilos and Hashem sukkah nasu. Some words missing. Sukkah hapnimis nasu. We call it the bottom one in our picture. El sheikhness dolphin and soy. The sochon. Acha shiro. Shoiso. Daya. Bikach. Okay, put in that wall later. Fine. That's number one. Rabbi Rav Yossi, Rami Tavaya, Hocha b'konim ayotzim lefnim in ha-sukkah, u'mashcha v'ozlo chada dofen v'hadayu. Oh, it's our case. Rashi. Lefnim in ha-sukkah l'tzad dofen revi yapasuach moshe v'yotzim l'hala me'orech tfanas ha-sukkah, u'mashcha v'ozlo chada dofen v'dofen ha-sodin v'hadayu. Says the Gemara, it's critical. Now comes the critical part. Mao de tema holes bohechshe sukkah komash malon. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Mao de tema kevan lo mimshich dofen sheni bahado muchach milsa de baape nafshe hi v'holes b'shivetvachem bohechshe sukkah komash malon. What's the komash malon? The min asukkah. As you asked the kasha before. So what's the Havamina? There's only one wall. No, the three walls. So Rashi says, you would have thought that it's a separate entity, right? Only has one wall. Why don't you say less of a Shiva Trangam Echshasuk? Should have said, there's only one wall. So Rashi is a little bit problematic. Okay, but that's what the Gemara means. So far, so good. And once we hear, let's just finish up. That's chat number two. We saw one quoted by the Rosh. We got to see it. Rabba Bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo nitzur ella the sukkah sheruba tzilsim b'mechamsa u'miyut tzchamsa u'tzilsim ma'ad tema tiposel bach pruta kamash malan u'ma yotze yotze mehechshu sukkah. Okay. Rashi yotze mehechshu sheinu besukha chilcha sukkah. What? The third pshat. Fourth and final. Rabbi Oshia Omer Lo nitzur el tzchak posel pogas mishlosha besukha katan u'ma yotze Yotze mitoras sukkah. Rashi mitoras sukkah. Shafila min kosher eno. It's not even a mint kosher, made from metal. Stop. It's a four pshat. So, all right, just went through the Gemara. The key is that Rashi. Rashi we spoke about. Right. Not Rashi. So, not Rashi. How do you know pshat? Not Rashi. So I'm just going to read you now what the stipler is saying. Very nice that the Rosh defended the Rashi against the Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Very, very nice. Very good defense. Very good defense. But it won't fit with Rashi himself. Because according to the Rosh, that extra part only has one wall. But according to Rashi, it has three walls. You look at the Rashi Ma'al D'Tema. I'm reading from the stipler. Ma'al D'Tema. Kevin lo mamshich dofen sheni b'hado. Muchacham milsa debapi nafshihu. Let's be zayin tefach and mechshin sukkah. Kamash malon t'min ha-sukkah hi. Havishtayim kilchos and shtish tafil ha-tevach. L'mam shchad revias u'ksheira. No, he didn't agree with the Rosh. The Havamina was like the Rosh. But the Maskona, it's shtayim kilchosan. Yeah. Considered shtayim kilchosan. What do you do with the chutz l'yitztaba? There's a shem psul of the malam michof. Who has this kasha? The korban asad. Take a look, korban asad. Tells the korban asad, that's the kasha. Look at korban asad. Take a look in Korban Esanel. On the Rosh, covered on the bottom of the Rosh, we just saw. Right? Simen Gimel. Okay. It's Os Reish. Oh, Reish is a long one. It's on the second line. Onam Koshali Tuva. Heich bo lekayim pirush Rashi lekamon. The machshirinan b'chad ofen. V'Rashi gufa lo pirush achid lekamon. V'zel l'shonah for the third time. Kamash malon. T'min ha-sukahu. V'reich k'shtayim k'chos n'shish tafil l'tefach. T'lamim shchad v'riyas k'sheira. Yeah. What's going on? What's going on? What's happening? Psh. How do you defend Rashi? So what does he say? Venerally, everyone see the Korban Asana? Let's read the Korban Asana together. It's feel the Rabbein of the Rosh. To all the Armach Shirina that come on im nimshuch ha-chad dofen v'ha-dei mitam davik ha-shtayim k'chos n'shtefil ha-tevach k'pirish Rashi. Yeah. Ella. The Maisi Raya Mehach to the Kamon Psala Yotze. The Bahach Itztaba. Watch this now. Call Hasuka Yesh Lo Hechsher Tfanos Uschocha. Kaven the Min Koshu. The Eno Nifsel Elamachas Gova Koshabi Rabbeinu. That's what he's saying. So fundamentally, it's fundamentally kosher here as it is there. In abstract. What in Hacha? Mashemina Yitzvah Vahola Nechshemina Sukkah Midihigbil Kol Asukkah Bechad Schach Utfanas Leninalek Psayotzimina Sukkah Ksheru. Not exactly what he said. Here there's a psul l'mala michof. There, according to Rashi, in principle, there's no psul at all, because Rashi says it's treated as if there's this shtayim chalosh nishavim teva. Not completely clear what he said. The korban, the kilas Yaakov. Nidchak tuva kemavul amayin. This is a big dochak. He has a nupsha. The mao, the gadol Rashi. Watch this. Hamao the tema kayemes. It's true. The leko din shlishis afilu tefach lam shicha lechol ruach. Hecha the goli daita shegomas ukasa b'malkom shendigmar dofan shlishis. Right, my example. Right, I stopped and over here my left hand ends. So there's no two and a half over here. It's only one. I have a Rashi that fakert. Didn't Rashi say two and a half? Oh, shot Rashi differently. Don't get it. Lurp shot differently in Rashi. Says the Kilas Yaakov, I'm reading his words. Watch. Rak mikevan shapsal mechubo l'suka shekva hukshira miskasher ashar b'nim psal ayotze and l'shaguf din psal ayote de miskasher hu gam kein din rowin. What does rowin mean? Literally, we see, we consider, right? The rowin adofen ki'ilu nimshach am negad apsal. The came in the nitbal of sukkah k'shera nimshach am ekshera de sukkah kam la mechuber. That's what Rashi means in that few tests. Havi ke. Rabbi is always every time it says kof, especially in the Rambam. But okay, even in Rashi. Kish time kilchosim. Right? What do you mean? It's not really. Kemo de bechol shlishis tefach miskasher. Afa pisheno ele tefach. Why? What's the lumdus? What's the lumdus? Rabbosa, what's the lumdus of shnayak of yeshim? What's the lumdus? We think, what do you mean lumdus? No lumdus. Two walls and one tefach. That's enough. No. The lumdus is this tefach shoots up. Follow? So he's saying lumdus over here. I'll read you his words. Tamir Rowan kilim nimshach v'sosim kulo v'lo de tefach sagi b'yat smuso l'shesuka. Now the high tefach go there call a ruach. How do you see? Dav zayin migu dav edof on the sukkah is edof on the Shabbos. What? The Shabbos Chalamayit, we say, it's the whole thing of Rosh Hashanah. How can that be? It's only down here. This doesn't work on Shabbos. 51 Shabbos and it won't work. 50 seconds because it works. Bigu. But you see, that on for Sukkot we consider it to go stretch out, so for Shabbos too. But if on Sukkot the din would be, it stays here, and how can Shabbos go there? Maybe the Gevurah and the Stipler. It's still a Chiddush Nifla Menorah and Av Zayin that we consider Shabbos Chalamayit different than all the other Shabbos of the year. But at least has to have some internal logic. If we view this tefach as if it goes out, purpose of sukkah, we'll treat it that way for Shabbos, Chalamayit, Tukas, Vichel, Shabbos. But if it's Shabbos, as it stays here, how's it going to go there for Shabbos? That's his proof. So too, Rabbosai, when the lekah din shlish tafil tefach, kigom, shegoli daite, I demonstrated by my funny shape that my sukkah ends here. Draw a dotted line across. Doesn't matter what I say. The halacha extended anyway. Same as it took the tefach and extended it anyway. It takes my seven tefachim and extends it anyway. Over my protest. I don't like that. I say, no, I don't want it. Doesn't matter what you want. That's what the disciples say. I read it to you again. Halacha. Even though he's goli daite, kevah de mechuba v'nit pula sukkah k'shera b'spashet k'shera de sukkah kamutachas apsal loma sheroin kilo nimshach adofa k'negat apsal u'mikamesh limut gamkein lach shechut siyitzteba kevah de mechuba v'nit pula sukkah k'shera name of the roin kol k'shera b'shem sukkah kilo nimshach lahalan final kilo him hitzteba nimshachas gam l'chutzala ikatam psal meyredik. Oh, fine. Now, 1 second. Had the Rosh himself give an answer that Schach Lamalam Echov is not possible, right? Rabbeinu Tam, Frek the Stipler, but Rashi Daf Yud It's against his grants from Rabbeinu Tam. And Rashi Lafid seems to be saying that Schach Lamala Michov is treated as Schach Posel. So that the Russian Teretz won't work. It's the same Kasha twice. First, he has the Kasha, the Korban, the Silence Kasha. That the Russian Teretz won't work according to Rashi Lafid tests. Now he's asking, won't work according to Rashi Lafid. Very nice, they roots him in Lachlis, but you're trying to defend Rabbeinu Rashi HaKodesh. It's not going to work. That's his Kasha. No, he says, even Rashi agrees to his grants Rabbeinu Tam. Whatever is more than 20 is not called Schach. Possible. It's not called Schach Possible Mamish. Again, I'm not going to go into the details right now. A different story. There's a whole lumpness in the Malami Eschim. Is the Psul in the Schach or is the Psul in the Tfanis? Gotta love this lumpness. A Psul in the Schach or a Psul in the Tfanis? He wants to say it's a Psul in the Tfanis. Again, it's a Tasla. What else? I'm not going to go into his Psul, to his lumpness right now. Fine. So then he asked the Kash of Taslam and Asui. He asked the Kash that the Miri asked. If it's Chach Posel Mamish, what the Miri answer? It's not really Posel. For Ben Ishael, it's really Posel. Why is the Tas of Lom and Asui? The new Lomdus. Watch this now. Lamal Michov is Murgav Mitre Tamin. The Menogeel in Lodur Beha Avir Shibisoch Estrim Neschach Lekapsul to Lamal Michov. Kevin should be mokum di rosso at a schach, leke yosem michof. But there's no karka. You have to have a floor. That's the sugan of yud. You have to have a floor. Fine. So therefore, you make an etzba on the ksheira. Why? Lo choshev taslam and also the gabi schach. Watch this now. Osa avir shalemala me'esrim lo hoya schach posel klal. This is unbelievable. Love this. El she psulo machos nesaron karka veritzba. I mentioned this yesterday. There's no dinasia when it comes to the floor. You're 22 hours in the air. Big deal. Just make it to be a floor 10 hours below. It'll be fine. The floor is a chesaron. And to make a floor afterwards is not a chesaron taslam and asui. It's not the schach, it's the floor. Now again, the last paragraph. Simon the Brisker, the last paragraph is the most important. Again here, the Simon Gimel. Ubeika shidas Rashi, chutz the itzdeba is kosher with the psal. Right? How do everyone understand it? The Rosh, the Miri, the Ron as the itzdeba, kilim demshechas at sof asuka. You're going to say a chiddush nifla. V'noira ad ma'od. And it's hard to believe it's really true. Watch what's coming up now. Yod lefizeh. Tzorach she rosho v'rubo v'avir shalemala migova ha'itzdeba. Huh? If you ask me, itzdeba can be 10 amas high. Even I think Og Melech HaBashem was only 10 amos high. Moshe Rabbeinu is only 10 amos high. Mm-hmm. 10 amos high? What's that? 18 feet? We haven't seen a person that tall any time in the recent past. Who cares? As long as that itzba is that high and I'm sitting on the floor to the side of the itzba, the itzba is 15 feet over my head. What's the difference? No! No! It's only a small little itzba to the point that my head and the majority of my body is where? Is where? What are you saying? Ba'avir shelamala migova itzdeba. That's unbelievable. How can that be? No one ever said it. No, the itzdeba is this high. It's 2 feet off the floor. That 2 feet saves me to make it less than 20 hours to the top. And my head, my body's above that. Then it's okay. Because I'm now in the ear of the kosher asuk. The ear of above the itzdeba. Avak shirosho aruba ba'avir shalemata migo ba'itzdeba v'adai lo yotza. What pele atzum! How can you say this? No one in the world said it before. It's against Poshup Shad and everything we saw until now. What's his lomdus? Lomdus is gavaldik. The memanav shach. Im roen es itzdeba chinim shechas b'chol asuka. If you're going to view the top of the platform as going straight across, where am I? Drert. I'm under the platform. You have what? nimtza shnei oshev tachas ritzvus hasukkah v'lo b'suk atzma. No good. It's no good. I'm underneath. Wow. Wow. I don't know. It's a chiddush neira. How can you say this? It's against everybody. It's against everything. You allowed an extra lumda shel chzvot and say a chiddush like this in Bnei Brak and whenever he wrote this in Tovshin something or other. How can you do that? It's against everything. No, someone should have said it before if it was true. No? Would you say? I don't know. That's a chiddush nifla and neira ad ma'ot. It's so hard. It's literally not believable. It's not believable. He's like, look, the way he learns Pshat in the Lumnus, that the platform, which is here, extends all the way here. So if I'm at the bottom, the platform is over my, the so-called platform is over my head. So I'm not in the sukkah. I'm not in the avir sukkah. There's an imaginary platform separating me from the top. I just don't believe it. I wonder if anyone else passes this way. Really, I can't believe it. He's right. You have to say alum de shavar, which we'll get to later on, Dovan Akuma, that even though, with respect to the issue of psal, we're going to consider not in real life, the lumdus of it, you want to consider the line of the top of the isthmus going to the other end, that's only the kula, not the chumra. You'll say, how can I beat Manasha? No. We'll see other places. Yes.
Why
does
the Yitzvah
need
the Hefshir Sukkah if the
Psal
just needs
Tefach
to extend?
No. The Psal is based on the Yitzvah. Once the Yitzvah is kosher, the 7x7 on the platform, which is less than 20 hours from the roof. Oh, good. That's stage number one. Stage A. Now stage B is that the entire Sukkah is kosher, even though it's more than 20 hours from the floor to the ceiling. Fekra Ben Yeshaya, it's ridiculous. How can that be? It's not to do with Psal. And Psal, Rashi said, is as if there were three walls, right? Even though the Rosh says it's only one, but the Rashi himself says it's three. What does the disciple answer? No. The Mao de Tam is really right. It's really right. It's only one wall. We view it as if there's an extension. We view it, not really. So too with the Tefach, right? Works for Shabbos. We view it as if. So here too, it says, what's the comparable thing over here? We view it as if the platform went straight across. In fact, there, if you're not about. I'm under the platform.
So you have to be taller than the platform.
See, that's why he says it's only a case where there's a fairly low platform, and I'm sitting, my head and most of my body is above the platform. That's a chiddush neira. Doesn't say anywhere. It makes sense if you're going to go with this mahalach, but it seems to me, since no one agrees with this, I can't believe it. So no one else said it. What are they saying? Poshabat, they're saying that it works the kula, whether you give that lumdus or any other lumdus. Not lechumra, to treat me as somehow out of the air of the sukkah.
But how do you view the case of the extension of the wall?
Right. This picture of your test. How do you view that extension? Let's open to that your test. I'll show you the picture. See the picture? It's worth 1,000 words, right? You bring the whole v'hodr in, we're about to see the pictures. Okay? If you see the picture on your test in the bottom, so he drew the left-hand wall shorter than the right-hand wall. So the lumdus in Rashi is, take the left-hand wall, draw an imaginary line, do right. Whatever came beyond that is considered outside the sukkah. Mao dutema, it's out of the sukkah. What's kamash malon? The mina sukkah. Not in the shtag, it doesn't really mean it for real. It means that even though there really aren't two walls, the halacha is rowing. Not that there are really three walls. Halacha views it as if. So too over here, he's saying, Pshah, halacha views it as if the yitzvah extends to the end. Yeah, but if that's the case, he asks, you're under the level of the yitzvah, you should be out, you're out of the sukkah. So I'm suggesting no. You have to say that even though you're in lumdus, you want to create a situation as if the yitzvah extends to the end. Afal pikein, sitting on the floor, you're still yotzer. It's not considered above your head and you're out of the air of the sukkah. You don't want to say Mimanasha. That's something. Otherwise, what? That's what I'm suggesting. I mean, I love this type of svar, but how can it be? No one else said it until him. Yes, I'm sorry.
Remember, we say Shtan Kal Hazar Achad Afilu Teva.
Yeah.
So that means, like, the rule is that we only have the right, like, the Halacha Moshe Messina is we have the right to extend one wall, but that's, like, that in itself is the Halacha Moshe Messina, that we view that Teva.
Correct.
Its own cross. Where do we see that you can view anything else in the Sukkah as it goes all the way across?
Well, that presumably is what's called Psal. You want to know where the word, where's Psal come from? It's also looking at me.
If we had, let's say, two, the stock continued beyond both walls, right? Would we say...
No. If stock goes beyond both walls, that's nothing. That's no good.
Right, so then it's the same thing with the Itzvah. Like, there's no... That's what's happening in the Itzvah, really.
You're saying there are no walls.
Yeah.
Look, man, no walls. Yeah. It's a good question. There are no walls. There is one wall, and there are no walls. The answer is that they share something in common. What do they share in common? Here is only one wall, and you really need three. So the Torah says you consider that wall as if it's Rowan. There too, you extend the Itzvah Rowan. So now you have three walls with an imaginary extension.
The rule is Shaima. And then you could extend the Teva. But
right.
The rule is you can just extend extend the walls and extend the floor.
But that's what you're doing. That's how it says Pshat and Rashi.
So then having, if there's Sal that takes him in a circle for two walls, that should also be okay. Say extend the walls and we're fine.
You want to extend both walls.
Yeah, if you can extend the floor, you can extend the walls.
Yeah. But Rashi is working with an assumption. You can't just extend indiscriminately. You have to have some kind of a prototype, a precedent, a paradigm. So you have Shtayin Kechosri Tefach. So you have two, the same thing. It's seven Tefachim. So we extend it more, even though he wanted to cut it off. But to extend two walls, we have no precedent for it.
So that's, where's the precedent for the floor, though?
Yeah. You're right. There's no precedent. We never discussed floors before. But again, there's no precedent in either direction. Not yes, not no. So the same way as we can extend the third wall. So the assumption over here is you can also extend the floor. That's what he's saying. You're right. It's a good question. That's Rabbi Yishai. It's no good. You look at Rabbi Yishai. Rabbi Osai. Fine. Okay. We still have another 10 minutes. Let's go into another little piece. Okay, Rashi about the Mashu. I told you.
Wait, who do we pass?
Oh, I don't know. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch. I didn't go into because it never happens in real life. I mean, maybe it happened to Beyond a Sukkah that I was in. Let's see what it says. Okay. Hey, what does Shulchan Aruch talk about it? Tov Reish Lamed Gimel Sifhei. Take a look. I wasn't planning to discuss it in Shulchan Aruch, but you're right. You should look at Shulchan Aruch. Tov Reish Lamed Gimel Sifhei. Ha'is Gevor Bechav Rabbanu Ba'itzvo Keneged Ofan Emtsoi Al Pnei Kula U'Bashir Sukkah Kshera Kol HaSukkah Timi Itzvo Behol. Not surprising. The Rosh, the Tur, you know, the Mechava. That's the team. Okay? That's what it says. Does anyone quote of someone who's cholek? Let's see. I don't see anyone quoting a cholek here. Look at Mishnah Brura. He says, "Pshat on the Rome in Mishnah Brura." It's like ilu mispashet as bekol asukah. As if the platform extends to the end. There's no shot in Rashi. Right? Rashi. It's only Chachar of Gova, etc. Kona Rabot Mitzad HaParetz. Okay, that's what he says. He doesn't quote anyone here who disagrees, to my knowledge. We know that there's a Rishon disagreeing. Fine. This Mashu is bothering me. This Mashu. What are you Mashu for? I'm asking, what are you Mashu? What's the Rashi? What are you Mashu for? So the Mashur talks about this, right? Yeah. He does quote? Right. That's why he just quoted. Right. As if the platform extends. Kinnis, he says he's a little Yud Zion in the bottom. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Right. Fine. And the Sharat Singh was the other Svar. It's not really Schach Possum. Fine. Tzvah Rashi really did it all. Schach Posel. And then we'll back and forth again. Let's turn to the Mashah for a minute. But, you know, before you even turn to the Mashah, Mashah has a kasha that Mashah was found somewhere else as well. Look at that Rashi, Dav Dalim at base. Watch this. One more place. This is about the 10th narrow line. Ubona ba omud gavo asara. In the middle of the sukkah, they built an omud. An omud is really, in effect, an itztibah. Says Rashi, Rochem in Atfanas Harbe, Ubo Heksha Sukkah, Shesh Barosho, Shiva again, Umashu al Shiva Mashu. One more time, he says Shiva. So look on the side, it says here, my Gemara, Ayin Marasho, where Rashi says, and the Rashi, Deod Aftalam and Aleph, Dim Masal and Yeshba. That's where again he says Mashu. Two places, he says Mashu. Let's look at the Mashu. I both said, the, on the side, it says, look at the Mashu, we should look at the Mashu. Why do we need a mashahu? Not that a mashahu is really measurable, but still, Rashi said it. That's about a reason. Okay, you see, it's page Gimel in our Mashah print, column 2, the first line. The Pirish Rashi, mashu. Tzorachian. The host of Kanala Kamon, Gabi Amad Vashir Sukkah, mashu, al Zayan Tfachim. Uvacham Aduchlin Bemechilton, Nire. Lo havi shir sukkah le zayin tfochem mitzum samim. Vatam, the gavra bi amsa yosef, the shulchan tefach, kinesa bi rishalmi, kumashkos of a rush, that this is the shir of seven tfochem total, and there's no need for a mashu. So where did Rashi get this mashu? That's the kasha. Where did the mashu come from? Oh. So, I'll show you a teres. We haven't been on the screen even once here today, right? If they're bad, they put the screen up. That's at least it was once at the end of the Shir. The El Tzeda, the Pnei Yeshua. Okay. Oh, too small. Shivat Vagam Mashu, Kosa Masho, what Mashu? Watch he says. And he is Daiti, Mchila Mikvo Terosho Mashozal. Wow. He said, look, Agav Churfalo Duk. And I've done him in base at least. The cave under Borelach Shuri Hosamai, they good Asik Mechitzos. You know what that means? Good Asik Mechitzos? You have a the halachas views this, it goes straight up. Ha'omud, Lamala, and came be inon she is shir ha'amud shiva tzvachim milvad mishir mechitza shein tzvich al hamshach lamala. Wow, hu borur. What about over here? That's in the Dalamid base. The Mashal made a mistake. He said that Rashi is clear that he read the Mashal for a good reason, because once you have the imaginary mechitza, watch this. See my desk. The imaginary mechitza goes slides up to the top. So that also is a Mashal. That's the wall. You need seven tzvachim inside the wall. The walls of Mashu, you need seven foot. Beautiful, pshat, Amud Beis. What about Amud Aleph? Also B'diktuk, why? Because all these psuk go according to Rava. What's the problem, Mishim Diras Keva? We asked the kasha already yesterday. Okay, my mahani binyan itztaba, the Ravitz kasha, has itztaba help, Rabbi Osai? It's still a very high building which requires a great deal of strength to maintain it. That's the dearest keva, the Ravitz kasha. What's the answer? He says back to what he wrote in Dav Gimel. Ha de mahani itzba ha'inu l'inyan de goli daite de nichale b'hai gova mimal itzba im kein me ato ein tzorich l'gova d'fanos shemitach disa itzba v'ro in ki ilu atfanos maschilin me'ala itzba shebinyan zeh yachol asas mechitza roi, because it's lesson 20. Miradigal Pnei Yeshua. Nimsa Levizeh. Binan Shei Gagal Itzba Koponim Shiva Mashu. Kdei Shei Yuchal Ahamin Atfanos Alein Dalkim Mechitzel Shein Gvon As Esrim. But it's only Shiva Tvachim. You're going to be stuck because you have to take a little Mashu away. The same terrorists he sent them at Beis. Miradig. The Pnei Yeshua is a big defender of Rashi. His grandfather, author of Shut Pnei Yeshua, yeah, my grandfather's grandfather, my great grandfather, one, two generations before, wrote a sefer called the Megine Shlomo. Who's Shlomo? Who? Rashi, of Shlomo Yitzchaki. But a whole sefer to defend Rashi against all the kashas against him. So his grandson, my elder son, Pnei Yeshua, is following the same footsteps and answering the kasha of the Marash. Oh. Wow. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Fine. Fine. Oh. One last point, last 2 minutes, is that I asked you to see a Rashash. We'll just end with this. And then, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we have to ask the kasha, but you didn't ask. My Ram and the Ritva, and the Smile Entertainment, enough for the mission, enough for the Yudzayin. That's when we start with tomorrow's Thursday. Right? She at quarter to 11. That's, I want to talk about Chumash also tomorrow. Lean out of it. Remind me. I'm going to bring in a Chumash. Pashas Noach. Let's proceed with Rosh Hashanah for a minute. It's a fascinating question over here. Watch. The Rosh Hashanah says, it's the second piece in Daf Dalet. Daf Ramis, Lechora Kosha, Mandam Ala Kamon Af Yudzayin, V'schach Posel B'Emtza B'Arbo. Alright, skipping the parentheses for the moment. Im Kain, Lo Liv Salat Shia Haricha Korov L'Daf Ramis V'Dalet Tfachim. Why is the Shir Daf Ramis? Daf Ramis is the wall, and you need another Dalet Tfachim for the Schach Posel. Wow. Amazing. There'll be no less than Dalet Tfachim past the wall. Gevaldige Kasha. So he gives two Teirutz. Teyei Shloma, the last two lines in the Rosh Hashanah. Tekemo de lo arminon dofen akuma velovud kadodi, which we'll discuss some other time. You don't combine dofen akuma with lovud, nor do you combine Dofen Akuma with four tefachim or less of Schach Posel. Oh, yes, Shloma, another important word. Kevan the Ika Schach Posel biyachad, yes, the Midal Ramis, lo Armina Dofen Akuma klal. You see this ending in Perigdal the Kilayim. The two different terutzim. According to the first terutz, we talk a say Dofen Akuma. And well, so the war goes still here. Great! Oh, yes, not a few stones of Schach Posel. Let's just say now, combine it with the less than four tefachim of posel being good. No, Dovah Kuma stands on its own. You don't combine it with lovet of less than three tefachim of air, nor do you combine it with a similar problem, less than four tefachim of schach posel. That's teretz one of the Rosh Hashanah. Teretz number two, once there's more than a total of four amas from the wall to the schach of schach kosher, Dovah Kuma doesn't get started in the first place. And he finds a precedent for it in Masechta Kilayim. I'm learning Kilayim right now. Once we're out of time, again, I'm telling you next time to us, starting with this Kasha. What's this Ma'at Atema Miruch Achas Amina? Daruch Lo Amina. Well, it's a Mishnah of Fereshes. That's quoted over here. Right? Bias Nifchas. It's presumably, as Rashi says, it's Nifchas in the middle in the wall. Saying Dovah Nekum in four different walls. The Maram is the Kasha, the Ritvor is the Kasha. Let's see what the answer is. See what the Rambam says about it. The Ran, my Rebbe has a pshat too. I remember the Rebbe, I heard the pshat from my Rebbe from his mouth to my ears. It's printed. Those who have the Rav Shirim, Rishima Shirim. Anyone has the Rishimas? We bring in the Rishimas tomorrow. I'll read something from the Rishimas. Okay, good. Stop. Yeah.
Are you not combining?